Hi there. You're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com, and our first order of business is to take care of our legal disclaimer. All this material is copyright. All rights are reserved by Bridgeport Communications and TheBusinessProfessional.com. All material is for informational purposes only. We do not guarantee any results because your results are based on individual efforts. And having said that, today we are privileged to have with us Carlos Garcia from WealthySecrets.net. Welcome to the call, Carlos.
Hi, Terry. How are you?
Just great, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good.
Had to overcome a couple technical difficulties today, but other than that.
Just another normal day.
Yeah.
Well, I think, Carlos, maybe we just jump right in. Can you explain to us or give us a little background about where you came from before you got online and how you transitioned into coming online?
Okay, before I came online, I graduated high school, went to college, and I was taking business marketing in school. Mm-hmm. And what I didn't like about it was the fact that they were training me on how to manage somebody's business, how to become their affiliate, or not affiliate, getting ahead of myself.
You're already online.
Yeah, I'm already online. It's like how to become like their marketing manager and just handle other, you know, other companies' profiles and materials, and that's not what I was really interested in. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to do was just start my own business, not necessarily online, but just I wanted to be my own boss. Mm-hmm. And then I started looking for answers, and I went to school, took an MCSE course, which is Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer.
All right.
And this was supposed to teach me how to build networks. Well, I do know how to build networks and maintain networks. But then again, I was still managing other companies. Now I wasn't handling the marketing, but I was handling their, you know, 10, 20 computers at a time.
Right.
And when I graduated that, I was working at Teletech and maintaining their network. And I also worked at TD Canada Trust for about 6 months. And I just figured, like, why not try the internet? This was back in 2000, which was like 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
4 years ago.
4 years ago now, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, time flies.
Yeah, for sure.
So and, like everybody else, I got gypped the first year online.
Yeah.
I fell for every program out there, every get-rich-quick scheme, and I'm sure you went through it too.
Yeah, I think everybody does.
Everybody has to learn the hard way.
Yeah, exactly. So how did you end up coming about starting your own business online?
Well, there was this company that I was promoting called The Big Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a $200 entry package, and the guy that got me into it, he was bugging me for months to join it. Like, I was just basically a lead to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me up and we became friends over time, but he was just like, you know, on my case to join this company, and eventually I gave in.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me how he was getting leads, how he was calling people, how he was talking to people, and liked the idea of running business because you feel like you're your own boss even though you're working for another company.
Right, yeah.
But so long as you're making money, then. And we were about to do a huge campaign and we're going to buy about 100,000 leads.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to bring them all into the company.
Right.
And I figured, why not build a downline underneath, like, my family, so they profit from it, too.
Yeah.
So then at the time, I got my mom to sign up, I got my sister to sign up, even my fiancé's parents signed up. So I had, like, six family members that each paid $1,200 American, which was, at the time, around 1,800 to 2,000 Canadian. And within 2 weeks after everybody had joined, the whole September 11th, tragedy
mm-hmm.
happened, and 2 weeks later this company went out of business, and they didn't refund anybody. Like, they didn't go out of business, but they changed their entire compensation plan and structure.
Right.
So then that left out the whole $200 entry, which was they didn't refund any of that.
Wow.
So then
in
a matter of 2 weeks we lost like $2,000 to this company.
Oh. So the first experience online wasn't quite positive.
No, so then after this happened, I vouched myself that I was never going to join another company again.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how I started looking for answers, and I started reading up on how all these marketers were making money online. And within a year, like, I knew how to run it. But I knew the fact that you needed your own website, your own product. You needed to have your own affiliate program in order to succeed. Even though it was a lot of work, you need all those things in order to have a successful business online.
Definitely.
Or it's one of the aspects of running a business online.
So how did the whole Wealthy Secrets concept and the program come about?
Let's see. Well, I first had a package called Wealthy Secrets Revealed on wealthysecretsrevealed.com. I don't think that site is even up and running anymore, but
right.
I had a package that I was selling there for $297,
uh-huh.
which was a collection of, like, every single resale rights product that was out there.
Right.
Not every single one, but probably 99% of all the products that were out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was worth around $4,000 to $5,000 for all the products.
Wow.
So I figured I'd sell it for $300 and make a quick buck.
Sure, yeah.
And in, like, 6 months, I only sold, like, 10 copies.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting a lot of traffic, but it wasn't selling a lot.
Right.
So then I figured, why not turn it into a membership site where, instead of giving everything all at once, I just gradually give everything I have over time.
Right, yeah.
While delivering, I figured, like Marlon Sanders says, his times for profits concept. Just give people 10 times their money.
Yeah.
So I figure I give people at least $277 worth of resources in exchange for $27 a month.
Right. That makes sense. So how has that gone as compared to the Wealthy Secrets Revealed? How has things gone with Wealthy Secrets?
Well, at one point we were getting over 100 sign-ups a day.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah, in September it was like 100 people a day were joining, and we had over 6,000 members at one point.
Wow. That's really good.
Yeah.
So where is the business in its cycle right now? Is it kind of at the top now, or where is it located?
Oh, no, right now it's in, I'd have to say it's in its rebuilding phase.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of learning curves.
Yeah.
That came along with running a membership site.
I'm sure. I'm learning that as well.
Oh, you have no idea.
Oh, God. Tell us some of the hurdles you've had to overcome.
Hurdles? Okay, first one was Joe Kumar. If you remember the whole
episode. What happened there?
Well, he sent out a mailing to his 14,000 people list, mm-hmm. and said that I had ripped him off on, like, he said that I had stolen 50 members from his downline.
Okay. How did all this originate?
Well, I'll give you the short version of the story instead of the long.
Sure.
And then what happened was he got excited when he did a small test for the newsletter, because I had written an email that was falling between 9 and 12% on any list on its first exposure.
Uh-huh.
And he sent his mailing out to his list, and he got a high percentage
uh-huh.
of sign-ups, but he wanted to send it to his customer list.
Uh-huh.
But in order to do that, like, you know that I pay $10 in the first level and $10 in the second
mm-hmm.
for the commission, but he wanted $20 on the first level and $10 on the second. So he wanted $30 commissions on a $27 product.
Okay.
And when I declined his offer,
yeah.
he got kind of mad. He got kind of upset. And then he went on this little rampage. But when he sent out another follow-up mailing, he pretty much told people that he was going to give them two courses. One was $97 and the other one, two $97 courses he was going to give us bonuses
uh-huh.
for signing up. So he had a lot of people signed up, but it turned out that a lot of people that took him up on his offer and said, I joined Wealthy Secrets, that was his way of tracking it.
Yeah.
A lot of people emailed him saying, I joined Wealthy Secrets and, you know, where's my bonuses?
Right, yeah.
But it turned out that a lot of those people had already signed up, or they didn't even sign up but requested the bonuses.
All right, okay.
Because he didn't ask for a receipt. he didn't ask for any sort of proof that they had joined.
Right.
He just said, send me an email that they had joined. Right. So then when a lot of people emailed him and noticed that these people were not on his list, he just assumed that I had stolen his numbers.
Right, yeah.
But in order for me to do that, it would take way too much time that I don't have.
Yeah.
Plus, every time somebody signs up, as you know, you get an email notification telling you that you have a new member that signed up, and I give you the name, the email address, and their ID.
Yeah.
So, knowing that you have this email as proof, why would I just simply take your members away?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So that's hurdle number one. You had
So I did a video showing all the proof that I had that I hadn't done it, and within 72 hours, like, all the smoke cleared. Our site was ranked, like, in the top 300 most visited.
Fantastic.
That weekend. It drove a lot of traffic. It was a lot of... It was negative publicity, but it turned out great in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same old thing. Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
So that's hurdle number one. What's happened? What's another hurdle?
Another hurdle was when I first started, I had a merchant account to accept payment.
Uh-huh.
And people wanted PayPal because it was more convenient and they had recurring billing.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people were requesting PayPal as a payment option.
Yeah.
So then I called PayPal and asked if my site was under the regulations.
Uh-huh.
And the representative told me that it was okay.
Yeah.
So then I started accepting PayPal payments. And then roughly around 6 months later, I logged into my PayPal account and it was closed.
It was closed?
They closed my PayPal account and froze it with over $20,000 in it.
That's sticky.
Yeah, so then when I asked them what was wrong, they said that my site was considered a MLM market rich quick site.
Yeah.
Due to the two-tier structure.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't recommend you use PayPal for your site.
Yeah.
Unless you want to lose your account.
Unbelievable.
So ever since that, I haven't even been able to recover the former PayPal users because there isn't really a reliable payment processor right now for handling recurring billing because PaySystem has a lot of issues.
Yeah.
They don't rebill a lot of the time. To check out this beta testing some software right now.
Yeah.
In order to report to your server, like every time a new transaction comes in.
Yeah.
You'll be able to tell, and you'll be able to credit permission.
Yeah.
But since it's still in beta test mode, it's not fully reliable.
So there's lots of stumbling blocks and hurdles that have to be cleared.
Yeah. So right now we're testing to check out and I still have my merchant account running.
Uh-huh.
So then that's helping out a lot. I might just get another merchant account and rebuild them through there.
Right. So lots of hurdles.
Lots of hurdles, yeah.
As an affiliate manager, now we've gone through kind of the personal side of things, the hurdles that you have to overcome. As an affiliate manager, what's important for you to give to the affiliates or to kind of to show to the affiliates to make sure that things are running smoothly for them?
Well, the way I set things up was I wanted to have a duplicatable system that could easily spread.
Mm-hmm.
So I had over 25 plans on how to market online.
Uh-huh.
And how they could market their link and also get everybody paid on time all the time.
Okay.
Right now I'm paying everybody through by check because I was using PayPal before.
Right, yeah.
But now it's just everybody gets a check.
Right.
Like in on or about the 10th of the month.
Super.
So long as you have a duplicatable system in place and make it easy enough for anybody to start.
Uh-huh.
And of course support. I'm actually training some customer service representatives right now.
Excellent.
To help me with the support and then because if you logged in lately, you'll notice that there's live support on the site now too.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just training them so that they can provide the same support that I would provide if I wasn't there.
Excellent.
So
how many affiliates are actually involved in the program right now?
Right now there's around 2,500.
Uh-huh. And how many are actually working the business?
Not 2,500.
Is it somewhere around the point that I'm
maybe?
How much?
Probably a couple hundred.
Right. Yeah, which is kind of an industry average.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
the problem is, like, a lot of people are just expecting a free ride. Like, they expect to join a program and they expect that program to make them thousands and thousands of dollars. But that's not the truth. Like, you get what you put into it. You get out of it whatever you put into it.
Yeah.
And if people don't log into their account and never check their stats or market the site, then how can that site make them money?
Yeah, exactly. So what would you, to somebody, now you don't really have to coach your 200 affiliates that are active, but what would you say to the other affiliates? What would be the first step if they just came on and
just read the marketing handbook and follow instructions and take action. Because I've laid it out. You've seen the marketing handbook. It's laid out complete. Well, I wouldn't say it's like the best marketing handbook online, but it gives you 25 different proven plans that work.
Uh-huh. So really all that an affiliate has to do is to log into the site and do something. I think that's probably the most important thing. Is
follow instructions. Like, have an eagerness to learn. An eagerness to take action.
Right.
And I try to motivate my members as well, like through the Answer to Money, Time, and Traffic book that I wrote.
Yep.
If you remember chapter 4 and 5, like, that was a lot of motivational chapters.
Yep.
Because a lot of people, they may not believe that they too can make it online, or they have perhaps the wrong expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's probably
action. That's what it boils down to.
Exactly, I totally agree with that. Take us kind of briefly, I guess, on a journey of a typical day in the life of an affiliate manager. You wake up in the morning, and then what happens?
Well, my life is pretty different than most people. I go to bed. I usually work late.
Uh huh.
Like, my best working hours at around 2, 3 in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
Yep. I sometimes go to bed at, like, 4.
Oh.
3, 4 is what time I usually go to bed at.
Right.
Now, that's just me. I don't know how I came up with those hours, but...
Bit of a night owl.
Yeah, like, I used to... Yeah, I was in college not too long ago, in high school, and...
Yeah.
Everything was done at night, so my body just got used to that, but
right.
I tried getting up early in the morning and working, and I just wasn't as creative.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What I like about the night is the fact that the phone isn't ringing. Like, my phone rings all day.
Yeah.
Like, from the moment I wake up, it rings all day.
Uh-huh.
And there's always something to do, an issue to take care of.
Yeah.
But at night, I find, like, the phone doesn't ring. It's very peaceful outside. It's very quiet.
Uh-huh.
Turn the TV off and then just go to work.
Excellent.
I usually leave email. I don't answer email until right before I go to bed.
Right, yeah, at 4 o'clock.
Well, like, one of the reasons for that is, like, I don't know if you've noticed it, but there's kind of there's a few negative people online.
Oh, is there?
there's a few, one or two bad apples out there.
Yeah,
but you tend to run into one almost every single day. So you're like fixing issues or do this, do that.
Yeah,
and right now that's why I'm hiring customer service staff to let them handle it.
Right, yeah.
But I don't really want to... You know, over time, sometimes it can get you down, but I look at it. I try not to judge things. I try not to take things so personally.
Mm-hmm.
But I leave it for last so that it's the last thing I do, and then I work as much as I can during the day.
Right, yeah.
Without having to worry about issues.
That's a good point.
So leaving it for last was really...
So is your day mostly consumed then with kind of customer service issues or developing the business, or...?
A little bit of both. Right now I'm working on... I have a few interviews that I want to do.
Uh-huh.
I mostly talk on the phone all day. Talk to online friends for new projects, ideas, and...
Right.
Marketing trends that are happening right now. Like, right now I'm working on a... project with, well, I'll try to keep it as low as possible, but I just registered emailsavior.com, and that's going to be a desktop solution that I was telling you about earlier.
Yeah.
It's not going to replace email, but as we know it, email is dying.
Yeah.
And we need a new way to deliver our messages.
Yeah.
Especially with a paid membership site, you have to ensure that you're delivering the product to all your members on a monthly basis, because another hurdle that I had to, well, that I encountered was Hotmail was blocking a lot of my email.
Right.
And a lot of people have free email accounts, so if somebody says that, if they're not getting your messages, if they're not getting the paid resources, then obviously they're not going to want to continue to pay on a monthly monthly basis for that service.
Exactly, yeah.
But if it's getting blocked, that's another story, because if I look at my autoresponder log, and I clearly see that I've sent them at least 20 messages in the last few months, you know, either A, they're lying to me, or Hotmail is blocking my email, and it's a recurring trend. Almost all Hotmail users do not get my email.
Right.
So now I flat out told people not to use Hotmail. They have to use a more personal account.
Right, yeah.
That can get through.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. There's a few accounts out there like that. Hotmail, AOL.
AOL. AOL.
We can go on forever.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
So that's why this desktop solution is going to deliver the message right to your desktop whenever there's a new message waiting.
Yeah.
And then hopefully it's not meant to replace email, but it's just a good supplement.
Yeah.
And with all of the canned spam laws, like, it's crazy out there right now.
Yeah.
So,
no, I agree.
I know that another marketer came up with a solution, but there's a few flaws with it that this will fix.
Fantastic.
So I'm very excited about that.
Oh, good. Excellent. Just kind of a final question for you.
Mm-hmm.
As an affiliate manager, you know how to promote a program. You know how to get the marketing in place. You know how to run the business.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's coming in as an affiliate, not necessarily to Wealthy Secrets, but coming online as an affiliate, that's they've got a fairly decent amount of information. They know what they're doing online.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give them a kind of a step-by-step procedure of what should they do as far as looking for an affiliate program, you know, getting things rolling and marketing the business? What kind of a step-by-step
approach? How to become an affiliate, or how to become an affiliate manager?
How to become an affiliate from an affiliate manager. You're an affiliate manager, so you know how to do it. But I'm thinking of somebody who is an affiliate coming online. What would you tell them as their mentor? What should they do?
Okay. Let's see, step by step. Okay, here's what I would do, and here's what I'm about to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll freely share with you. Okay, like, there's number one, you have to know your outcome. Like, what is it that you want that affiliate program to accomplish for you?
Mm-hmm.
So what is it? And you also have to research, like, what that affiliate program is going to deliver to potential customers.
Uh-huh.
You also want to know, I'd say one of the most important steps would be to familiarize yourself with the product.
Okay.
Because if you're going to recommend a product to other people, then they have to, either you recommend something that's good or you're going to lose your credibility.
Right, yeah.
Don't try to, like, with my advertising, I try to endorse and recommend products as opposed to sell products.
Uh-huh.
So I do a little review on a product, and then I share it with people and let them know how this product will change, you know, or help you with a specific aspect of your life.
Right, yeah.
So instead of saying, oh, join this program, it's going to make you thousands, it's going to be more along the lines, this will give you this, you will, these are the benefits that you will gain from it, I recommend that you join it.
Uh-huh. So really not focusing on the aspect of you know, making
don't
a quick
buck.
Don't
try to sell it. Yeah.
Right.
Actually take the time to review it, to learn the product, talk to the manager, make sure it's legitimate, make sure that they pay on time, and make sure that it will truly help people. You also want to create your own list, like just whether it's an easing or or an announcement fits, or if even if it's just a list to promote that product. Like perhaps set up some sort of autoresponder series.
Yeah.
Telling people about the X benefits, about it's a lot like Ken Evoy's Site Build It. Is it Site Build It?
Yeah, I think yeah it is. Yeah.
The new one, Site Build It.
Is it new?
No, he said it for a while.
Yeah, there's site build it.
Go to sitesell.com.
Yeah.
That would be one of my first recommendations. Like, no affiliate link needed. Just go to sitesell.com and sign up for his Site Build It, because he teaches you how to deliver content for your site, how to get high search engine ranking.
Right.
Plus, how to recommend other products to people, as opposed to just selling.
Right, yeah.
And amazingformula.com as well, Marlon Sanders product.
Okay, yeah.
That's a great, that'll give you great ideas to getting started.
Okay.
I say start there and then just follow those manuals and take action.
So basically, even if you're an affiliate, you want to come online, get yourself a website so that you have a place to have your autoresponder and
have a place to have people read your review.
Yeah.
Give yourself some credibility.
And set up.
Make some friends. Start. Don't be afraid to get to know people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 25. Some people would be afraid, like, thinking, oh, just believe that you can do it.
Super.
They just have the mentality that you too will do it and learn. Keep on learning.
Excellent.
I remember, I still remember the days when I was amazed when I entered in my name and my email address. And I got an email message within 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I used to be, I'm like, oh my God, like how is this person sending me this so fast? And I was always amazed by that.
Yeah.
And later I learned that it was just a simple autoresponder.
Yeah.
That message. And now I'm delivering, and now I'm providing people with an autoresponder service. So.
Fantastic. Times change.
Yeah. But I wasn't, I was the type of person that wanted to know how it happened.
Yeah.
How it happened. I always want to learn new things.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't stop until I knew how to do it.
Excellent.
And I learned it.
Super stuff. Well, I just want to thank you very much, Carlos, for taking the time to talk with us today.
Oh, and I have another report for you. I just remembered.
Yeah.
I've got something that'll help your listeners here.
Okay.
Because I was just currently featured in a Leading Experts magazine.
Uh-huh.
And this will really help the affiliate manager.
Okay. Where do we find that?
Okay, let me look it up here. It's wealthysecrets.net /... Let me see if this is it. Yeah, wealthysecrets.net / expert.
Expert?
Yeah, just the word expert.
Yep.
E-X-P-E-R-T.
Yes.
There's no extension. It's okay. A directory. So just wealthysecrets.net / expert.
Okay.
And that's that report is the result of an interview I did with Janet Schweitzer.
Excellent.
She launched the careers of Jay Abraham and the Chicken Soup for the Soul guys.
Oh, yes?
Among many other experts.
Fantastic.
Yeah, like, you got to listen to what this lady teaches. She's amazing. Because I took one of her courses, How Experts Build Empires.
Uh-huh.
And it's really excellent. Got to know her really well. I'm actually going to be working with her and managing her affiliate program.
Ah, good stuff.
What a coincidence, yeah. Kind of bring her course to the web.
Excellent.
Yeah, so check out that. She turned the interview into a report. So check it out there.
Great. Definitely. We'll all run over.
Like, I lay it out step by step on how to do it, and I'm sure the affiliate managers will get a lot of good ideas and a lot of good information from it.
Excellent.
It's just a 4-page report, but she covers a lot in it.
She's packed it all in there.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Was there anything else you'd like to fill us in on that you've got coming up, or any advice and tips that you can give us as a kind of a bit of a last-minute wrap-up?
I'd have to say definitely check emailsavior.com.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be a site. It's probably going to be live in a week or two. But you're definitely going to hear about it, and I'll make sure that you're one of the first to hear about it as well. So that's that desktop autoresponder solution.
Fantastic.
And it's going to be a lot of fun because email is literally dying right now. It's so difficult getting your message through.
Yeah.
And all the canned spam laws and the FTC. So that software solution is going to be ready in like a week or two. And I'll have some sort of pre-launch for it on emailsavior.com.
Great. Well, we'll check that out as well.
And I'm just continuing to improve WealthySecrets.net. And, oh, I didn't tell you, I got WealthySecrets.com now.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I just purchased that domain from one of my subscribers.
Good for you.
Grand.
Who is it?
It was Rick Davies.
Oh, yes.
From firstpromotion.com.
Good. Yeah, he just lives down the road from you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I met him, actually, not that long ago.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
So I'm going to be doing a relaunch on both. on multisecrets.com.
Wonderful. No, it's a small world.
Yeah.
Small world. It's funny because Rick actually lives 20 minutes from my parents.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's from anybody who doesn't know where we are, Carlos is actually, you're in London, Ontario, aren't you?
Yeah.
And Rick, I believe, is in Brighton.
Yeah, he's in by Burlington.
He's in Burlington now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was in Brighton.
Well, it's 20 minutes from Burlington, so it's probably it's a small little town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's not a problem.
Where did you live before?
I used to live in Trenton. Now I'm in Norway, so it's
yeah.
A bit of a leap, but yeah.
Yeah, but you used to live in Ontario.
Yeah, I used to live in Trenton. It's just about an hour and a half east of Toronto.
Oh, okay, so you're like 3 hours away from me.
Yeah, we're a bit away. But it's a small world, because actually I never knew Carlos or Rick before. Actually, I was on the internet, and so now
that you're
all together, here we are.
There you, huh?
Absolutely. Good stuff. Well, I think we'll wrap it up with that, Carlos.
All right.
I want to thank you again for taking the time to be on the audio.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Carlos Garcia from WealthySecrets.net and myself, Terry Telford, from TheBusinessProfessional.com. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.